It's the Maria and Chad Show, finding out what's good in the movie theaters this weekend. We go live to Hollywood, talk to Cecily Nobler. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, what's the big movie this weekend?
Okay, so I had to get you a review of Ant-Man and the Wasp because I personally love Ant-Man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm obsessed.
Paul Rudd is my wife's, if you make a list of celebrities.
Yeah.
She likes the little guy.
Me too. He's like in my top five. Well, you know my celebrity cheat list is Martin Freeman, Paul Rudd. It's all the little impish guys. The Hobbit.
Well, you got a lot to choose from. Most people in Hollywood are very short.
Yes. Actors tend to be. It's an interesting thing. And Paul is adorable. And I kind of Twitter stalk him. I like stalk him. I love him.
That's okay.
So much. What he and director Peyton Reed did with the first Ant-Man, I thought was so good. I thought they told the story of Scott Lang, right? Nicely. Mm-hmm. That's Ant-Man.
Yep.
Although when I first heard the title, I thought they meant Wasp, like a family in upstate Connecticut. I really did. I was like, what is that? Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like a Wasp. You know what I mean?
Right. I think it'd be a weird deviation from what they've been doing, though.
Yeah. Fun fact, I once saw a wasp pick up an ant and fly off with it, but that's a story for a different day.
Wow. Okay.
I did. It was really scary.
I think you need to open up a blog.
So remember the writing credits for the original, the Ant-Man they brought us in 2015, it was that long ago, included the brilliant Edgar Wright and Adam McKay. This time, not the same, although McKay, I think, had some part in it.
Yeah.
It does feel a little bit more rushed and frenetic. I don't know why they changed that, but Rudd is so darn likable, I feel like that sort of gives it a pass, you know? I'm going to put it like this. Would I have liked Ant-Man at all if, like, say, Charlie Day had been the lead?
No.
Well, you know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
Are we on the same page with Charlie Day, or is it just...
I like his voice, and I liked him in It's Always Sunny, but his movie work hasn't been my favorite.
He makes me so uncomfortable. So I really do think, back to my lover, Paul Rudd, I do think he's what makes the movie. It's certainly not my favorite thing based on a comic book. You know, it's not, I don't know that a lot of people like this is their favorite character, but not my least favorite either. It's loud. It's fun. Good popcorn movie to stay out of the heat, which I do understand probably pretty hot there, I'm assuming.
Yes, most definitely.
Just a guess. So I will leave it there. That's really all. The other movie was Purge 2. I wasn't able to see that, and I'm okay with it. Sorry. Or Purge 7? It wasn't Purge. It can't be Purge 2.
No, it's like Purge 5 or 4.
I don't know.
There's been a bunch of purging.
Right. I'm not going to make the joke.
Yeah,
okay, I'm
there.
Live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.